Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala walladhina jahadu fina lanahdiyannahum subulana wa inna Allah lama'al muhsinin. Wa qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ghadwatun fi sabilillah aw rawhatun khairum minad dunya wa ma fiha sadaqallahu al-azim. Alhamdulillah, my dear respected brothers, we have to make a lot of shukr to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. Allah has favored us. Allah has looked at us with mercy. Allah has given us the greatest wealth. And that is the wealth of Iman. My dear respected brothers, Allah has favored us. Allah has brought us to His house to read Salah wa Jamaat. My dear respected brothers, how merciful is Allah. We read Isha, Salah wa Jamaat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His mercy, gives us a reward as if we spend half the night in the ibadat of Allah. My dear respected brothers, if we read Salah in a time of darkness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us perfect nur on the day of Qiyamah. So my dear respected brothers, we have to make shukr to Allah. There's about 8 billion people in the world. From the 8 billion people in the world, Allah has handpicked us, chose us, selected us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. My dear respected brothers, this is only selection from Allah. The wives of Anbiya alayhi salam, some of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give them iman. Some children of Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give them iman. The Mubarak uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah did not give him iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us iman. My dear respected brothers, if we have to make sajda and shukr to Allah, from the day we born till the day we die, only for this ni'mat of iman, we can't make sufficient shukr. My dear respected brothers, because this La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is the difference between everlasting success and everlasting failure. So my dear respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. My dear respected brothers, this kalima, to recite it, we need our tongue to recite it. But the actual place of kalima is not the tongue. The actual place of kalima is the heart. So my dear respected brothers, in the qabr, the first question they're going to ask us was, who was your Allah? And what was in all of our hearts are going to come out. Not what we heard in a payan, not what we read in a kitab. It what was in my heart. Who did I rely on? Who did I depend on? Who did I ask from? Who did I turn to? Who did I make sajda to? That is what's going to come out in the qabr, my dear respected brothers. So what the effort we need every day. Because my dear respected brothers, the ulama tell us the 4 things that affect our heart is what we see, what we listen, what we think, and what we speak. So every day, how much we have to see the greatness of Allah, how much we have to listen about the greatness of Allah, how much we have to ponder of the greatness of Allah, how much we have to speak about the greatness of Allah, how much we have to listen about the greatness of Allah, so Allah can come into our heart. And so that every other reliance, every other dependence, every other hope, every other expectation, every other love, every other fear of everybody and everything to come out of our heart. My dear respected brothers, one day Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sitting at the back of a camel with Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, something like this. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching this young sahabi iman. He's telling him, Oh my beloved boy, oh my beloved son, protect the deen of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. When you ask anything, only ask from Allah. When you seek help from anybody, only seek help from Allah. Know well that if the whole world come together to try to benefit you, they cannot benefit you except what Allah has written. And if the whole world come together try to harm you, they cannot harm you except what Allah has written. The ink has dried and the pens have been lifted, something like this. So my dear respected brothers, imagine Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the greatest creation, is teaching a young boy to turn to Allah. He's teaching a young boy not to ask his father. He's teaching a young boy not to ask his mother. He's teaching a young boy not to ask his uncle, not to ask his grandfather. He's teaching the young boy not even to ask the greatest creation of Allah, not even to ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's teaching a young boy, oh my dear son, when you ask, only ask from Allah. Only ask from Allah. Why? Because everything besides Allah is the creation of Allah. And everybody in front of Allah, we are all in need, we are all beggars in front of Allah. How can a beggar ask from another beggar? It's not possible, right or wrong. So we're all beggars in front of Allah. How can we ask from somebody else who's also a beggar? We have to ask from Allah. We have to rely on Allah. We have to depend on Allah. We have to love Allah. We have to fear Allah. We have to connect ourselves to Allah. And we have to disconnect ourselves from everybody. We have to disconnect ourselves from everybody. We have to disconnect the reliance and hope and expectation from everybody out of the heart. And Allah has to come into our heart. So my dear respected brothers, this is an effort every day. That our hearts must disconnect from money. Our hearts must disconnect from people. Our hearts must disconnect from all the dunya. From businesses, from degrees, from connections, from everybody. And our hearts must connect with one, Allah. Why, my dear respected brothers, it comes in a hadith something like this. The king of the body is the heart. So, if the heart has Allah in it, the eyes will have Allah in it. The ears will have Allah in it. The mind will have Allah in it. The lungs of the body will be ready to do what Allah commands it to do. And if the heart doesn't have Allah in it, to obey Allah will become very hard, my dear respected brothers. So who is Allah? Allah is one. Allah doesn't have any partners. Allah doesn't have any parents. Allah doesn't have any children. Allah doesn't have any helpers. Allah doesn't have any assistants. Allah does as He wants, the time He wants, the manner He wants, the place He wants. What Allah wants to happen, no one can change it. No one can stop it from happening. What Allah don't want to happen, nobody can make happen. Who Allah wishes to honor, who can disgrace? Who Allah wishes to disgrace, who can honor? Who Allah wishes sickness for, who can give Him health? Who Allah wishes health for, who can give Him sickness? Who Allah wishes wealth for, who can give Him poverty? Who Allah wishes poverty for, who can give Him health? Who can give Him wealth? Who Allah wishes to honor, who can disgrace? Who Allah wishes to disgrace, who can honor? Who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes happiness for, who can give sadness? Who Allah wishes sadness for, who can give happiness? Who Allah wishes life for, who can give Him death? Who Allah wishes death for, who can keep Him loving? Who Allah wishes success for, who can make Him a failure? Who Allah wishes failure for, who can make Him a successful person? Who Allah wishes profit for, who can give Him loss? Who Allah wishes loss for, who can give Him profit? Who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to protect, who can harm? Who Allah wishes harm to come to, who can protect Him? Who has raised the sky without any pillars? Who makes the sun rise and set every day is Allah. No machines, no engineers. Who's doing it? Without any mistake, without any glimpse of mistake. Allah is doing it. Who makes the sun come out is Allah. Who makes the sun set is Allah. Who makes the moon come out is Allah. Who makes the moon set is Allah. If Allah wishes the day to stay till Qiyamah, who can make the night come? If Allah wishes the night to stay till Qiyamah, who can make the day come? If Allah wishes summer to stay till Qiyamah, who can make winter come? Allah wishes winter to stay till Qiyamah, who can make summer come? Allah doesn't want it to rain. Who can make the one raindrop? Allah wants it to rain continuously that it doesn't stop. Who can stop the rain? Who's doing this is Allah. The clouds have billions of liters of water in it. How easily Allah moves it across the sky. This is our Allah. Who knows how much liters of water in the clouds is Allah. That raindrop that is falling with the permission of Allah. Who knows the amount of raindrops besides Allah? Who knows the amount of trees in the world besides Allah? Who knows the amount of leaves on every tree besides Allah? Who knows the amount of veins on every leaf of every tree is Allah? Who knows the changing of the color of the leaf of the tree is Allah. Who makes that leaf fall from the tree is Allah. Some trees got leaves on it the whole year. Who's in control of us is Allah. Some leaves leave the tree in winter and in spring. Who's making that leaves come back on that tree is Allah. One seed a person plants in the ground, he throws little bit water on it, then he got no power. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ زَارِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Quran, the farmer, he puts seeds, he prepares the ground, he puts a seed in it, he throws little bit water, and then he waters it every day, but he got no power. Who's the being that seed to make it a big tree that gives tons of fruit? Some fruit is sweet. Who's making it sweet is Allah. Some fruit is sour. Who's making it sour is Allah. Some fruit got pits in it. Who's making the pits come out is Allah. That fruit in what part of the earth, who's going to eat it? The one who's going to eat it is going to benefit the eater or harm the eater. That's in the knowledge of Allah. Allah is the one who knows what we do in secret. Allah is the one who knows what we do in open. Allah is the one who knows what happened, what is happening, what is going to happen. What is in the depth of our heart, nobody can see, nobody knows but Allah. This is our Allah. He's the most kind is Allah. The most merciful is Allah. The most forgiving is Allah. The King of all kings is Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Kareem. Who is Kareem? The being who gives us without us being worthy of receiving. This is our Allah. Every hair on our body is in the knowledge of Allah. Every blade of grass in the world is in the knowledge of Allah. The measure of water in the oceans is in the knowledge of Allah. The weight of the mountains is in the knowledge of Allah. Thus Allah loves us. Thus Allah loves us. And thus Allah loves it when we turn to Him. So my dear respected brothers, Anbiya alayhi salam came to invite people to Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made effort on people to get connected to Allah. So my dear respected brothers, if we have Allah, we have everything. And if we lost Allah, we lost everything. You all probably heard the story. The king told the people in the kingdom, I give you all 2 minutes to take whatever you want. So some went for the gold, some went for the silver, some went for a car, some went for a woman, some went for a pearl, some went for a gold. But there was one boy, he never go for anything. And before the time was up, he put his hand onto the head of the king. He was the most intelligent because he knows if he has a king, he has everything in the kingdom. So if we have Allah, we have everything. And if we don't have Allah, we can have everything. We still have nothing. So we have to learn to turn to Allah. We have to learn to ask Allah. Allah loves it when we ask Him. Allah gets angry when we don't ask Him. So my dear respected brothers, this is an effort every day to ask Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Sahaba, even if you need a shoelace, you must ask Allah. Even when Sahaba needed salt, they asked Allah. And Sahaba, they turned to Allah so much, even from barren lands, they took water. Where they took it from? They took it from the treasures of Allah. They had no food in their house, they turned to Allah. And Allah gave them. So my dear respected brothers, we have to learn to ask Allah. If you don't ask Allah, we're going to ask our mother. If you don't ask Allah, we're going to ask our father. If you don't ask Allah, we're going to ask our friends. We're going to ask creation. And all creation are all useless, are all helpless, they're all ineffective. They can't do anything. They can't harm or benefit. They can't do anything without Allah's permission. So that was the effort Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. And that was the thing every Sahabi had in his life. He had Allah with him. And my dear respected brothers, Allah forgive us. Today, everybody thinks his life will be made if I have money. Our lives will not be made with money. Our lives will not be made with cars. Our lives will not be made with investments. Our lives will not be made with property. Our lives will not be made with position. Our lives won't be made what anything. Our lives will only be made if we have deen in it. If we have Allah's command in it, our lives will be made. If we have Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life in it, our lives will be made. And this is actually where Allah keeps success. Whether a person is black, is white, is young, is old, is male, is female. If a person has deen in his life, that person is successful. And a person doesn't have deen in his life, he has nothing, he's unsuccessful. So my dear respected brothers, this is the effort every day. The effort to bring our life on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life. Our day compared to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's day. Our night compared to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's night. Our way of dressing compared to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's way of dressing. Our way of eating compared to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's way of eating. Our way of sleeping compared to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's way of sleeping. Our way of interaction compared to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's way of interaction. How Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a friend, we have to be friends. How Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam met a stranger, we have to meet strangers. Whoever follows Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah loves him. Whoever follows Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is on hidayat. Whoever follows Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah will forgive him. Whoever follows Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah will raise him up with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. A small, simple sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam like miswak. Imagine our salah is multiplied how many times? Our salah is multiplied 70 times if you make miswak. The one battle, the sahaba, they weren't winning. So what they did, they all made mashwara. And then they saw that the sunnah they're leaving out was a sunnah of miswak. So they all started making miswak. And the enemy thought that these people are sharpening their teeth. They got scared and they ran away. Imagine the power of one sunnah. So imagine Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The ulama say, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with his fingers split the moon. Imagine the amal coming out from the body of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how powerful that is. So how we have to make our life on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life? And the only way to follow, the only way to success is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The only role model is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So my dear respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very, very short life in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created this world for us. Allah hasn't created this whole world for us. Allah hasn't created us for this world. Allah hasn't created us for this world. Allah has created this whole world for us to make our khidmat. And Allah has created us for akhirat. Allah has created us for akhirat. So the sahaba that were young had akhirat in front of them. Who can tell me who killed Abu Jahl? Mu'az, eh? Two young sahaba. Two young sahaba killed the greatest, one of the greatest enemies of Islam. So in us, my dear respected brothers, on the day of Qiyamah, no shade besides the shade of the Arsh of Allah. One of the groups of people that will be under the shade of the Arsh of Allah is those people, those youth that were in the ibadat of Allah. So my dear respected brothers, the example of the youth of Sahaba is our example. The young Sahaba would stand on rocks so they would look old so they could move in the path of Allah. And they took on the deen of Allah. You see, my dear respected brothers, there was two things on the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before he left this world, the one thing, my dear respected brothers, on the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was about Salah. The first worry Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had for Ummat was what? Salah. So Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah, to read 5 times Salawat Jamaat in a masjid. We all make it niyat, inshallah. Yeah? Inshallah, till I die, I won't miss one Salah. We all make it niyat, inshallah. Alright, that was the first thing on the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Salah and the treating of our slaves. And the second worry on the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before he left this world was, is the army of Usama radiallahu anhu gone? Did it move in the path of Allah? That was the last army made by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to go in the path of Allah, was the army of Usama radiallahu anhu. So the ulama explained to us that the last jamaat made by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Amir was who? Usama radiallahu anhu. And Usama radiallahu anhu was a young sahabi. And there were senior sahaba in the jamaat. So the ulama explained to us that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching the ummah that actually who's going to take the ummah forward in deen is the young people. Actually who's going to take the ummah forward in deen is us, my dear respected brothers. So all of us, Allah has given us life. Allah has given us time. Allah has given us wealth. These things don't belong to us. These things are amanat from Allah. When a baby comes out from the womb of the mother, Maulana said, what happens to the baby? What must you do? Azan in 1 ear and iqamat in the next ear. Right or wrong? Azan and iqamat is given first to the baby, before anything else. So my dear respected brothers, the ulama say azan is complete dawat. So actually from the time we came out of the wombs of our mothers, we are responsible for this deen of Allah to come 100% in our life. My life, Salah must be in it. My life, Quran must be in it. My life, Dhikr must be in it. My life, Dua must be in it. I must be a kind, loving, forgiving person. The whole deen must come into my life. And I am responsible, all of us here, my dear respected brothers. We are ummatis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with this responsibility. Anbiya, Sahaba, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are no more. The responsibility to take this deen to the world is left on our shoulders. Every young person, every old person, everybody is responsible for this deen. So my dear respected brothers, actually our whole lives belong to Allah. Actually our whole lives belong to Allah. Like Ibrahim alayhi salam said, now as Qurbani, we all used to read that ayat. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin. Allah, my salah, my sacrifice, my living and my dying is only for you. So actually we have to give our whole life for Allah. Actually, the remaining few seconds and minutes of our life, we have to give it all to Allah. How much we have to give to Allah? All to Allah. All our health for Allah. Our wealth is our wealth, so it belongs to Allah. Belongs to Allah. We have to give all our wealth for Allah. All our time for Allah. Our abilities and capabilities for Allah. And for Allah's deen to come alive in the whole mankind. It's our responsibility.